get through the bottom, see, through that screen. And you put your potatoes up there and you line them down with lime.
Uh-huh.
Keep the bugs out of them. And the air would get through there and it wouldn't rot. Now, sometimes you take, if we had too many potatoes for the rack, you know, you put spread hay over the top of some of them and you put some more. And you always have potatoes.
Yeah. Did you ever see?
On the onions, I think they pull them, they tie them in a bundle and hang them up. You always hung that stuff where air could get to it. If you laid it down, then the bug would get in after the bottom or something.
Yeah. Did you ever see wooden fences around here? What different types of wooden fences would you have?
Well, the only wooden fence we had was a corral there. It was what we called a feeder pen.
Yeah.
Where we kept the calves. We'd feed them for about, like, 6 weeks in this pen, and naturally they couldn't move around much, so they get fat fast.
Yeah. Was there a...
They were made out of oak. Used oak on them, because the other stuff would rot too bad. Within a year, a pine fence would rot, so you used oak.
What about a place where you, were letting your hogs?
Yeah. We'd slop them and all that.
Yeah.
He had a pen next to the calf pen there. He had hog wire around the bottom and then he still had the oak planks also. And he had the V-shaped trough in there we made.
Yeah.
And you could pull your slop in there.
Uh-huh.
The way he fed his hogs, of course, feed's high now. I mean, people grab about feed how high it is now, but back then it was nothing compared to now. But even then, he would go to the railroad track where the cars unloaded for the feed store, and he always had spilt barley and stuff like this. And he knew the feed store man, and he would let him sweep out the boxcar and pick up the feed. He'd take that barley and feed, put in a big barrel, and you go to the bread company in Beaumont where they had old bread. It wasn't no good. They give it away in great big bags. And he mixed that with water. He let it set. He had three or four barrels set up out there. Naturally, he had to have it out in the pasture where he wouldn't smell it. But he got pretty raunchy. And he let that ferment for about 4 or 5 days and it'd be ready to slop. That's what he'd feed the hogs with. And we had a mud hole in there where they could mud up. Keep cool.
Yeah.
But we had a few trees around there, two little talus trees and stuff.
Talus?
Mm-hmm. That's the China berry trees, Japanese China balls, or Japanese.
Yeah.
Something like that, anyway.
Yeah.
We call them the China ball trees.
Okay.
We used to use them in our nigger shooting.
Yeah, yeah. Knock the hell out of everybody.
But... Shoot the heck out of the birds, too.
Did you ever see the kind of wooden fences? Well, what kind of wooden fences would you see around town, around the garden?
Around the garden?
Uh-huh.
Well, the garden wasn't fenced.
Okay.
Well,
around the house might be a sharpened kind of, with a sharp top, painted wood, painted white,
Well, there were some other people that had that. They were whitewashing.
Yeah.
Most of your richer people back then had them kind of fences.
Yeah.
They whitewashed them. They, if I remember right, they had two posts down, and they had you'd have a hole through both of them,
uh-huh.
and you'd have a peg going through there, and your board would rest on top of the peg.
Okay.
And then your next post, your board would be up on top of that one, see? So you'd have a staggered effect, but you still didn't have to use nails. There was
two posts.
Right.
Did you ever, Craig, see those kind of fences they would lay like that wood and they went?
Yeah.
Kind of.
You mean the triangle type? That's the old type.
Yeah.
Up there on our hunt lease, way back down in the bottom, there is an old